Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Nazir Daf Chavtes. We are holding on Chavches Amud Beis right after the Mishnah. So in the Mishnah, we were introduced to a new concept. A father can actually initiate Nazirus on behalf of his young son, his underage son below Bar Mitzvah, as we're going to see in the Gemara. Exactly what is the cutoff point. Bottom line is, a father can impose Nazirus on his son, so on his son and not on his daughter, and it's only father to his son rather than mother. Ha'ish mother is benoy, but not the isha. Asks the Gemara, three lines from the bottom, why is this specific to the father? Ish, in, only a father can do so, aval isha loy, but not the mother. What's the difference? My time, why? We have two answers. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, halacha hi benazir. This is a halacha, l'moshe mi Sinai, handed down from Sinai by Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a father's deal, not a mother's privilege. That's the way the halacha was given. This is similar to Rabbi Yechanan a couple of days ago with the Mois Situmen. Rabbi Yechanan tells us, Mois Situmen l'nedava, halacha moshe mi Sinai. And we had a machlekes between him and Rish Lakish, who learned from a pasuk. Here as well, Rabbi Yechanan says, halacha moshe mi Sinai. And we have Rish Lakish who disagrees. According to the Girsa brought on the side, it's going to read like this. V'Reish Lakish Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina. So Reish Lakish, in quoting the Tana, Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, differs. He holds, it's not a lochel mesh mesinai, it's actually midrabbanon. Kedei lechan chabim mitzvahs, it's meant to train him, put him on the right track, to get him accustomed to doing mitzvahs, to train himself in self-control and discipline. And that's why he's imposing Nazirus. Ask Sigmar. So if it's halacha mishmisinai, it's understood that's the way the halacha was given, dafka the father, not the mother. But according to Reish Lakish, it's mitzvahs chinuch, midrabbanon, yachi afilu ishanami, then apply to the mother as well. Why do we say only the father can do so, not the mother? The answer is, kasavar, because Reish Lakish holds, ish chayiv lachanech b'noi b'mitzvahs. The chiyuv of chinuch is upon the father. Ve'ina isha chayav es lachanech es b'na. A mother is not mechuyev. The ikar mitzvah's chinuch is a father. And therefore he will be mother is b'na. But mother is not the primary mechanech. And therefore there's no chiyuv chinuch on her. She can't apply this nazirus. Asks the Gemara. What about the difference between son and daughter? Bishlamid Rabbi Yechanan Damar Halachi Benazir. According to Rabbi Yechanan, who says it's Halacha Mish Misinai. Amat Halachi, that explains why Benoi in, this only applies to one's son, Bitei but not his daughter. That's the way the Halacha was given. Ela L'Reish Lakish. According to Reish Lakish, it's just a general, chinuch method. Then Afilu Bitei, then apply it to one's daughter as well, Bimachanachar, in the same fashion as you're Bimachanach your son. The answer is, Kasava, Reish Lakish holds. When it comes to these types of practices, as precious and nazirus, and it's more pertaining, it's more applicable for one's son than one's daughter. Sons tend to get themselves into trouble. We find the ben soder and moira. It's something which pertains primarily to boys. Benoy chayiv lachanchoy, the chiyiv chinuch in this case applies strictly to one's son, and that explains why you can impose nazirus on him. As opposed to Bito, his daughter, Einoi Chayev Lachancha, he doesn't have to train her. And of course, we don't mean general chinuch. Taisis Yishanim in Maseches Yuma, Pei Yisrael Aleph points this out. He says it's not speaking about the general idea of chinuch. Of course, that applies to sons and daughters as well. Rather, the Gemara here means specifically regarding the Zirus, which the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says gets a person accustomed to. Precious gets him into the track of discipline and self-control. That's specific to boys who need that more than girls. So the halacha, the concept of chinuch by nazirus is dafka by your son, not by your daughter. Continues the Gemara, Bishleim and Rabbi Yechanan. Now, It's all well, according to Rabbi Yochanan, to Omar Halacha Ibn Ozer, who presents this entire concept as a Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. That explains why Ahachi Ibn Nazirus in, it only applies to Nazirus. Ibn Adaram Loibi, you can't just initiate some random nether and impose it on your son. The Halacha was specific to Nazirus. Ela L'Rish Lakish. But according to Rish Lakish, this is just a chinuch concept. You're meant to train your kids in all areas, Nadarim and Nazirus. I feel in Nadarim Nami, why is it specific to Nazirus? You see that your kid needs to be trained, you know, in terms of self-discipline and self-control. Then why not initiate any sort of nether? Why is this limited to Nazirus? Answers the Gemara, you're right. Of course it is. It applies to all types of Nadarim. Loi mi baya kamar. Needless to say. Loi mi baya b'nadarim. It goes without saying that you can apply a nether upon your son. The less lenival doesn't create, you know, the same level of deprivation as refraining from wine would do. Apparently in those days, wine was such a basic, you know, staple. It creates nival. Nival over here means inui nefesh. It makes it difficult. It's a deprivation. So certainly, a regular nether, which doesn't involve such extensive nival, would be mutter, would be recommended. In a chinuch context, el afilu b'nezirus, the chiddush is even nezirus, this leniva which creates a higher level of deprivation. Afilu hachi chayv lechanach, even so, a father must be on the lookout for his son's benefit, to train him and to be mechanach him in this nezirus track, despite the fact that. It results in evil. Continues the Gemara. Vishlam le Rabbi Yochanan. Now, again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we understand if it's based on Achol Moshe Mersinai, right? Vishlam le Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Halacha Ibn Ozer, Haini Diktani, that explains the next halacha in the Mishnah. As soon as somebody turns around and issues a protest, it's over. Haini Diktani, that explains the halacha in the Mishnah. Micha, the child gets up and protests. Or his relatives. This as such, if they rejected the Nazirus, him or his relatives, they were not willing to accept it, it falls by the wayside. That's the way the halacha was given. You can't just, you know, forcefully impose Nazirus on him. He has to be a willing customer. And likewise, his relatives have to confirm that indeed it's for his benefit. According to the other shita, it's rooted in chinuch, something which a parent was empowered by Hashem to do. Kol kaminon kroivim de amrile, is it within the ability of the relatives? Is it their right to tell him the amrile, to interfere and tell the father, Lord, tigmar mitzvahs, don't teach him mitzvahs? It's none of their business. The answer is yes. That is a litmus test. Whether a father is going overboard. Kasavar, Rish Lakish holds, kol chinuch de lechashiv lenichle. Chinuch which doesn't, you know, add honor to the kid. It's mevaz him, it degrades him. He's got to shave his hair off, etc. It's not a positive experience for the child. Lenichle. Doesn't really want it. Basically, what the Gemara is saying is you can't, you know, in the context of chinuch, you can't do everything. There are limitations. It has to be within the realm of reason. You can't embarrass, insult, degrade the child for the sake of chinuch. So if relatives step in and protest, apparently it's not something beneficial for the child. It's not something that he can tolerate. It's not something that he would take well to and back off. Continues the Gemara. So we can go back and forth between Rabbi Yochanan, that it's halacha, and Rish Lakish says it's chinuch and Rabbanan, and see how it all fits together. Says the Gemara, Bishlam with Rabbi Yochanan, Damar halacha, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that it's halacha, Ibn Azir, Mishamacha, that explains why, Migaleich, Bavad HaKafa, at the end of his Nazirus, the child will shave, despite the fact that he's doing HaKafa, he's removing his peyos. That's the halacha, that a Nazir does so, despite the fact that he's removing his peyos, something which you typically don't do. The mitzvah of Giluach Nezirus overrides the Isser of Hakafas HaRosh. El Rabbi Yisrael Chanina Rish Lakish, Kedei Lechanecha B'mitzvos, but if the whole idea is just the Rabbanon based on Chinuch, how could Avod Hakafa? How could this Chinuch goal justify all means? How could it justify doing Hakafa, removing the payos? It's an Isser. The answer is Kasavar Hakafas coloration with the Rabbanon. He'll hold like this. You see, unlike a regular Hakafa, which typically entails leaving a head of hair intact, just a payos will remove. So he's sort of Hakafi, sort of circling the head, he's making a straight line and cutting off the payos. That would be an Isser. Certainly in Isser Midaraisa, but Hakafas Kalarosh, where a person actually removes all his hair. In the case where he removes everything, his payas together with everything else, that's not Asur Min HaTorah. That's Midrabbanan. The Ikar Isser Midaraisa is, don't remove Pa'as Roshchem, don't remove the corners, the edges. When you have a head of hair, don't remove the corners. But if there's no head of hair remaining, it's all shaved off. It's only Isser Midrabbanan. And therefore, in our situation where we would like to have the child experience Nezirus to give him that Chinuch, V'chinuch Midrabbanan. So you have an equation. On the one side, you have a positive element of Chinuch Midrabbanan, which is going to sort of clash with the Isser HaKafa, but it's HaKafa's Kalarish, which is merely Midrabbanan as well. So that was the decision the Chachamim made. The positive overrides the negative. It's like Esei Deichelois Esei. V'asu chinuch d'rabbanon. And therefore we allow the child to experience Nezirus, even though it's only chinuch d'rabbanon. He's not really fulfilling mitzvah d'araisa according to Rish Lakish. It's merely d'rabbanon. And it can be done at the expense of Hakafa d'rabbanon. V'dachi, it pushes away Hakafa d'rabbanon. Furthermore, Kodesh Rabbi Yechon says it's Halacha Moshe Sinai, Achi Megaleich, Maisi Korban. That explains why at the end of the Nezirus the child will, go through the whole process, which is called Giluach. You shave and you bring the Korbanos. These are legitimate Korbanos, which belong in the Beis Hamikdash. Elul Rabbi Yisrael Chanina Rish Lakish, who says it's only Kedei Lechanecha B'mitzvos, only Midrabbanan, Min HaTorah is not really a Nazar. What's he doing bringing Karbanos? They're not Karbanos. How come Ma'asei Chul Nazar is bringing a non-Karban to the Azara, bringing it and shechting it and eating it? How could he do that? And these are Isurim Midaraisa. Tosef says, the bringing the eventual Achila of this carbon, if it's chulin in the Azara, it's Asur b'achila. So how could chinuch the Rabbanon justify all these Yisurim min HaTorah? The answer is kasavar chulin ba'azara lav d'oraisa. Apparently, this shita, Reisa Rechanina, will hold that the Yisur of chulin in the Azara is not min HaTorah. It's only min the Rabbanon. So once again, we go back to that equation where the chinuch min the Rabbanon overrides the Yisur min the Rabbanon. According to Rabbi Yechanan, we understand why we understand why if this child eventually becomes tamei throughout his Nazirus, he'll bring his birds korban tziporin and the kohen will eat it despite the fact that there was no shechita done. We know birds brought as a korban in the Midrash go through the melika process where he takes his thumbnail and does the shechita in that fashion. Now, typically, that's not really shechita. That creates an avela, which is asur b'achila, except where it's done on a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. So, according to Rabbi Yechanan, a child, Nazir, who was tami, brings birds, which are legitimate, bona fide carbonis. Kain can eat it. El olor beis rechanina, amrei shlokish, who holds, it's only midrabanan. What's he doing bringing birds? How could the kain eat it? After Malika, Haka Achel Nevela, he's eating Nevela, Minatera, this is not a carbon, which justifies Malika, it's a plain Nevela. Once again, Kasavar, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, apparently he goes with the Shita, that Ein Shchita La'if Natera Natera, there is no din to shecht a bird. The fact that we shecht birds with a knife, that's only midrabbanan. So, at worst case, eating this bird after Malika is only an Issa Drabbanan. And likewise, V'chulin Ba'azorah Lav D'Rais, like we said before, the fact that it's only Chulin being brought Nazara, that too is only Asr Ba'achilim and Atayra. So again, back to the same equation. The end justifies the means in this case. The goal is to be Machanach the kid, Mitzvah D'Rabbanan of Chinuch, allows us to override all these other rabbinic concerns. Asks the Gemara, is that really so? Is that Rabbi Yisrael Chanina holds, you know, these things are only asim midrabbanon, chulin ba'azara is midrabbanon, shechita is only midrabbanon by oif. V'savar Rabbi Yisrael Yochi v'atanya, Rabbi Yisrael b'daim. According to Tosfos, it goes, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina Omer, which is the same on the Omer as before, we're trying to prove that he holds differently. He doesn't hold these only midrabbanon. V'nayin l'chata so'if shibah ala safak. Okay, let's go on to a sort of a tangent here. And Isha is not sure whether she needs to bring a chatas or if she's a lettuce. Maybe she is, maybe she's not. There's a question maybe by Ziva. Whatever the situation is, there is a suffix, uncertainty of whether she needs to bring the chatas or if. Can she bring it? Yes. Minayin chatas or if she bala suffix? She'in in echalas. So you bring it, but you don't eat it. How do you know that's true? Tamalayma, we have a pasuk like this. Vazav ez zoivai. L'zachar nekeva, the pasuk here connects the man to the woman. Makish nekeva l'zachar, we connect the nekeva and compare it to the zachar. Ma zachar may be carbon alavade, just like a man, if he does alavera, avade avera. He's mechal shabbos. He brings the carbon chattis. Af nekeva, mevia carbon alavade, the nekeva as well will bring her carbonis. When there is a vadai, a certain definite need to bring the carbon. Uma zachar may be ala safak, just like a man will bring a safak carbon as well. If he's not sure whether he did the Avera, he'll bring an Asham Tali. Af Nekeva, Mevi'el HaSafik. Likewise, in Nekeva, let's just use a Safik. Yeiledes, so bring a carbon for the Safik as well. Uma Zohar Memin Shuhu Mevi'el HaVade. Mevi'el HaSafik. Just like by the Zohar. Just like he brings an animal for a Chvada Echatas, he brings an animal for Asham Tali. Af Nekeva, same thing by the Nekeva regarding her issues. Memin Shuhu Mevi'el HaVade. Mevi'el HaSafik. Same type of let's say a bird that she would bring by a vaday leida. She brings the same bird when it's a suffolk leida. What about eating the bird? No. Ima zohar may be carbon v'nechel. Perhaps, let's compare it further. Just like by the zohar, when he brings an asham tel, you bring it, and the kohen eats it. Af nekeva mavia carbon v'nechel. Likewise, in the keva, when she brings a chata, so eva la suffolk, you take it and you consume it. No. Amras, the answer is le. Im amras bezohar, shken yisr echad. You can fully understand why by the man you'll eat the Asham Tali. Because, you know, at most we're talking about one Isser here. If he's not really obligated in that carbon, it's Chulin. Chulin Bazar. It's one Isser. Toyma b'Nekeva sheshnei Yisurin. As opposed to the Nekeva, where she's bringing a bird misafik, you're getting involved in two possible problems. Mashne Isurin, which two Isurin, says the Gemara. Well, what do you mean? Which two problems are we alluding to? Apparently, those two Isurin we discussed earlier. Lav, perhaps, is it not? Isurin Avela, Vichul Mazar, number one. If this bird is not really, if it doesn't really qualify as a carbon, when you do Malika, you turn it into an Avela. And likewise, if it's not really a carbon, it's Chulin, bring brought Bazar. So you have two Yisur against you. That explains why you will not bring it and eat it. So you bring it, but it's not Nech. Bottom line is, we see the coin to Rabbi Yisur Chanina. These two Yisurim are awesome in our Torah. Because that's the context of our discussion. We're talking about a Pasuk here, Halachim in our Torah. And we make mention of two Yisurim. One of which is Nevela, which indicates that a bird is meant to have Shechita Menatera. So if it has Malika, it's a Nevela Menatera. And number two, the problem of Chulim Mazara. And here you go and you tell me, according to the Shita, Reis Rechanina, both of these Yisurim only with the Rabbanon. Mask of the Rav Acha, Rei the Rav Yikra. What do you mean? Who's talking about Yisurim Menatera? But then when machayevala, maybe when the Brisa said that you're chayev on it, it doesn't mean really asam and atayra. Mishum de meschazi could train yisur medarabanon. It's the same like this. That, midarabanon, we're not going to have the kain eat the chata so'if abala safe, because it appears like there are two possible yisurim here, yisurim and derabanan. Right? The Tesis explains, of course, when at Torah you can actually eat the bird, because that's the halacha. We have a hekesh in the cave to the zachar, you bring ala safek. But in derabanan we don't eat it, because it presents itself. It looks like there are two yisurim involved. And of course we're speaking about merely yisurim and derabanan, as we had proposed earlier, because both yisurim are only with derabanan. Chulin Bazar is midrabanon, according to the Shita. And likewise, an Avela bird is only midrabanon. Because the idea of Shechita Ba'if is not minatar. Okay. So basically, our proposal still stands. Right? The question was, according to the Shita, that it's only Chinuch, what if he becomes Tummy? How are you going to bring his birds? Answer is, the positive effect of Chinuch overrides. Is placed in higher value, higher regard, as the other Isirah Derabanan. I'm speaking about only Isirah Medrabanan, Chul Mazar is Medrabanan, and Shechita La'if is Medrabanan. Lema Ketanai, perhaps, this Machlekes, between Rabbi Yechon, who says that the idea of Ish Madir as Benoi Benazir is based on Olacha Mishim Sinai, versus Rish Lakish, who says it's only Medrabanan, Mitzad Mitzvah Schinuch, parallels a Machlekes Tanai mentioned elsewhere. Ad Masai. Madir es b'nei b'nazir. We spoke about this earlier. There's a deadline. There's a cutoff point. Until what age can a father actually trigger naziris upon his son? Tanakhama says, "Ad sheyavish teisaris, until he becomes an adult." Dear Rabbi, until he becomes, bar mitzvah. Rabbi Yisrael b'da'imer, "Ad sheyagia lo enes n'darim." Even before that, a year before adulthood, 12 and a bit, that's called enes n'darim. He has enough maturity and independence. He can actually articulate his own adar, bind himself to his own commitments. That's considered sort of adulthood with respect to father imposing nazirus. So according to Rabbi 13, according to Rabbi Shabuda, once you hit 12. My love Tanoi, what is this machlek is based on? Perhaps our discussion. The Rabbi Savar Halacha Ibn Azim. Rabbi holds that this whole halacha is Mashem Sinai. And it goes until adulthood. So even though he's 12 years old and he has some form of independence with respect to the Nadarim, no, father still has control until Bar Mitzvah. Even if he got to the point of Eretz Nadarim, mother, his father still has the Kayach to impose Nazirus until he really reaches adulthood. That's the Halacha Mishmar Sinai. That's the way it was given. Rabbi Yisrael says, Amar, Achi Yagiel Eretz Nadarim, as opposed to Rabbi Yisrael, says, no, it's up until 12. You know why? Sover, because he holds Kedei Lechancha b'mitzvahs. It's based on Chinuch. Well, Chinuch ends when he gains his own independence. V'kiva and the Navek Mishusei, once he hits the point of Eines Nedarim. So with respect to Neder, child is on his own, that's it. You lost control with respect to Nedarim. V'kiva the Navek Mishusei, su lemechai, child is not bound to his father's initiations. Perhaps, that's the machlek. Amri, the Gemara responds, loy, perhaps not. Dukuli al malachi ben Nazir. Everybody agrees, it's halachu mesh mesinai. So what's the machlek? V'acha b'mufla samach l'ish kamifliki. The question is, this thing of einas nedarim, which the Gemara calls mufla. Mufla means he could be mafli, he knows how to express himself responsibly. This ability to articulate nedarim. When you are at the point of samach lish, he's a mufla samach lish within the year of adulthood. That ability, that kayach, that capacity to make nedarim. What is it based on? Is it the rice or the rabbon? That's the machlech. Come if looky. Rebbe, who said father's naziris only lasts until adulthood. Rebbe savar mufla samach lish the rabbon, because he holds this ability that we give to a 12-year-old is only midrabbanan. V'asya d'araisa, and certainly the father's kayach, which is minat Torah, right? Halacha Mishmar Sinai, It's a koyach min haTorah that comes along and overrides. Dachi, the Rabban overrides the child's ability, the child's koyach, which is only midrabban. And therefore, Rebbe says, father's capacity extends until adulthood. At which point, the child certainly leaves his father's control regarding the dar. For Rabbi Yezir, read the Savar, Mufla Samach Lish Dairaisa. He says the ability of a 12-year-old to make an Adar is Minat Torah. At which point he gains independence with respect to an Adar. Father's out of the picture. Rabbi Yezir, another possible pshat is like this. Perhaps everybody holds the other pshat. This halacha now, mishnah of a father doing naziris for a son is just midrabanan, an account of mitzvah schenach. Mufla Samach Lish the Rabbanan. And likewise, this 12-year-old's nedarim is only with Rabbanan. So what's the machlokes? Rabbi Savar, asi chinuch to Rabbanan. Rabbi holds that the positive element, this positive chinuch experience initiated by the father is stronger, is more powerful, is more valuable. V'dachi muflu hasamachlish to Rabbanan. And we allow it to override a 12-year-old's, you know, independence. Rabbi Yisim Rida Savar, Rabbi Yisi says it stops at 12, because somebody holds lo yasi chinuch to rabbanan v'dachli mufla hasamach lish. He holds that the chinuch experience initiated by father is not strong enough to override the mufla hasamach lish, which allows a 12-year-old to say, look, let me take over. I'm on my own. Rather than a father imposing, we want the kid to develop and to rise to the occasion and assert his own independence with respect to Nadar. So we stop it right there. Continues the Gemara. But now we found a nice comparison, a nice matchup between our discussion, our, Machlekes Tanoim. Rebbe says, fathers and zeros goes until adulthood. Rebbe basically says until 12 years old. It matches perfectly with another Machlekes Tanoim. Kiane Tanoim, the son. Ma'asur Chanina. It was a story involving Rabbi Chanina, who was at that point a young child. She Diroi Aviv ben Nazir, whose father imposed Nazirus on him. He brought him to the Nasi, to Rabbi Gamliel. Gamliel decided to examine him, to see whether he was in fact an adult. Whether or not he produced the two pubic hairs, which would determine his adulthood. So that's one version. Rabbi Yesi Omer, Leidai Migelo Enis Nedarim Imlav. Actually, he was just checking to see whether he reached the Enis Nedarim. He was checking his age. Are you 12 or not? So he was about to look into the matter. Omer Lai, so the child of Chanina tells Rabbi Gamliel, don't bother, Rabbi. Altid Starda Beit Keni. Don't bother putting in this effort. You know what? Either way, I'm okay with it. Im Katanani, if I'm still young enough, under my father's umbrella, I'm fine being a nazir on account of my father's initiation. If I'm too old for that, okay, I'll accept it upon myself. Either way, I'm good to go. Don't waste your time. Rabbi Gamliel was so impressed with this child's, sincerity and his dedication. Amad Rabbi Gamliel uneshaka al reish. Gamliel gets up and gives him a kiss on his forehead. Amar, he says, Muftach ani bazeh shemoyr halacha b'Yisrael. He gave him a kiss on his head and he said, I'm guaranteed, it's clear this child is destined for greatness, to become a leader, a pesach in Klal Yisrael. And in fact, that's what happened. Amru, lo yehayu yom ma'atim. Short time passed, and in fact, he developed into a great man, at shehoyra hayra b'Yisrael. This reminds me of a story. The Rogachev, Rabbi Yosef Rozhin, famous goyin of Dvinsk, sitting by Shalashuddish and Shul, saying a drasha, and he quoted a pasuk. A child calls out from the back. He says, "No, no, Rebbe. The pasuk steht nicht azoy. The pasuk is actually written differently. It says it a bit differently than the way you said it." Everybody turns around like shocked. Rogachev was known to be a pretty sharp man, and the Rogachev looks up and points to the boy, come up. He's like in awe and fear. What's going to happen? Finally, the 6-year-old makes his way up to the Rav, comes over to his side. Rav Gotcheva turns around. He has such nachas. A six-year-old can correct him. It was just, you know, as humble as can be, as sweet as can be. Okay, so we have the aloha of the Ish Mader's Bnei Benazir. Right? So a father can instigate Naziris upon his son, but this is specific to father and specific to son. Now, how does this work? Rabbi Yechon says, Halacha Mishmer Sinai, which was presented specifically in this manner, Dafka the father, Dafka the son, Dafka Naziris. It's a din matter and explains why you can do Hakafa, you can bring the Karbonis, whether Karbonis Tahara, Karbonis Tumo, etc., etc. It's a regular Naziris. According to the Shlakish, it's just an expression of chinuch, which rests primarily on the father, and is something specific to boys, pertaining to self-control, discipline, naziris, and nedarim. The question was, what about the isurim involved? Isurim deraisa, hakafa? Well, hakafa kolaroish only the rabbanon. What about Chulim Bazor? What about, Malika? Again, it's only the Rabbanon. The positive effect, the positive element of Chinuch overrides all that. Now, what's the deadline? Until what point would a child be bound to his father's Naziris? We have a Machlekes, either adulthood or Oinas Nidorim. We discussed the idea of Muflas HaMachle'ish, which is either Midaraisa or Midarabbanon. And concluded with the story of Rabbi Chanina, who impressed Rabbi Gamliel to the extent that he said, Muftachani, that he's going to be a Meir Rabbi Yisrael, which in fact came into fruition. All the best to you, Hatzlacha Rava, and Surah's Tevis to all of us, and Gans Klal Yisrael.